Southeast Asia is one of the areas hardest hit by Iran's cutoff of oil and gas through the Strait of Hormuz. Most of the countries in the region are already almost entirely dependent on foreign energy, which is quickly running out. Michael Sullivan reports from Thailand.
The island nation of the Philippines is especially vulnerable, and it knows it. With President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. announcing a national energy state of emergency on Tuesday.
Nothing is off the table. We are looking at everything that we can do.
Cutting fuel taxes and providing subsidies for poorer Filipinos is one option the government is employing, but its options are limited. The archipelago in the South China Sea imports roughly 90% of its oil and much of its natural gas. And according to the government, has only about 2 months of gasoline and diesel on hand. And it's not alone.
Vietnam has 30 to 45 days of reserves. Thailand has about 61 days. Singapore has 20 to 50 days. And Indonesia, Malaysia, it's not quite clear what they have.
That's because both of the latter are substantial producers of both oil and natural gas, says Indra Overland, who follows Southeast Asia as head of energy research at the Norwegian Institute of International Affairs. In Vietnam, meanwhile, the shortage of jet fuel is already being felt. Vietnam Airlines has already announced it's scaling back dozens of domestic flights beginning in April because of a shortage of jet fuel. And that's not the only problem, says a worried-looking Nguyen Chi Kong. He's French market manager at Hanoi Travel, who's come to the airport to see the situation for himself. He says many international flights have already been disrupted too, and many of his customers who booked flights through Doha and Qatar because they're cheaper had them canceled. But the bigger question for Hanoi is manufacturing. Whether it can keep its burgeoning manufacturing sector humming to fulfill new leader Tô Lam's ambitious double-digit GDP growth target of 10% a year through 2030 in order to make Vietnam a high-income nation by 2045.
You know, Vietnam has peace, it has food, it has growth, and it has power. So it is pretty well prepared in terms of resilience.
About half its power, electricity, is produced by hydropower and natural gas, says Dominic Scriven of Dragon Capital in Ho Chi Minh City. And Hanoi's got friends who'll help.
Russia, China, Japan, and Korea. The relationships are deep, the manufacturing supply chain. And so everybody has an interest in making sure that supply chains can continue to function.
Things are functioning here in northern Thailand, too, but it's getting a bit chaotic, as I discovered today on a trip to the gas station a half mile up the road from my house. As Thailand, which, like Vietnam, imports about half the energy it needs, tries to make alternative arrangements.
It's 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'm standing at the PTT gas station, and I see about 80, maybe 90 cars lined up on the highway waiting to get into this station, and there's about 30 more motorcycles hoping to get gas as well.
An attendant with a bullhorn guides customers to available pumps. I find a motorcycle food delivery driver named Off and a quiet place to talk. He spends about an hour a day in line just for fuel these days, he says. And just last month, he says, he was doing okay. Before the war, I was clearing about 1,800 baht a day, he says, a little more than $50. Now I'm lucky to clear $10 a day to feed a family of four. Gas keeps getting more expensive, and people aren't buying as much, he says. They're worried things will get worse. They're not alone. For NPR News, I'm Michael Sullivan in Chiang Rai, Thailand.